Hello there. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and this is your show. This is where we take a fresh look at ourselves and the world around us. And so we need you to participate today. I'm going to give you the number when I introduce the topic. We sure hope you call in and share your wisdom on this subject and declare, okay, listen up, and declare what you are going to do, what special time it is for you in your life, that you're going to make a change, make a difference, okay? I'll talk a little bit more about it, but I want you to write down this number, 833-288-3986. That's the number to call. We titled the show, What Is It Time For You To Do? Okay, maybe sell your home. Switch careers, get your finances in order, get healthy, start exercising more, lose weight. You know what it is. Only you know what it is. But here's the important exercise we're going to practice today together on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. That is to actually state it and to boldly state what it's time for you to do in your life. Okay? And why do I say that? Because when you declare something, that is an important step in the process. You can keep things bottled up inside. You know in your head, things mull around in your brain of what needs to be done in your life. But when you state it, it starts that forward movement. So what is it time? What time is it? For you to make those special changes in your life that are going to improve your life, be a positive impact in your life. We want to hear from you. 833-288-3986. That's the number to call. Don't get going with your weekend yet. Participate in this exercise and maybe your weekend will be completely different because you'll be on that great path. Remember, when you have a clear intention, a committed action, things can happen in your life, but you need to start that process. Can't just keep it all inside. 1-833-288-3986. So can you boldly proclaim today what changes you are going to make? It's time to make changes. Remember, this is the mid-year of 2018. A lot of celebrations are happening. As a matter of fact, they call it the mid-year New Year's. You know, it's the middle of the year. You can start fresh. This is a perfect time to have this discussion. So we want to hear from you. You can also text us. You text the letters EWTN to 55000. You wait for a response. Then you put your first name in and your statement that you want to make of the changes that you are going to embark on for you in your life, maybe for your family. And you can do that as well. You can also weigh in on social media. We'd love to hear from you there. Jeff Burson, our social media expert, is going to, I call him an expert because he really is. He's been doing this for so long. I think he started, as soon as he started walking, he was doing stuff. You know, it's just incredible what Jeff Burson can do on social media. And he's going to be posting stuff up, so that I can read for you what you have shared with us. You can also email us, take2@ewtn.com. And when you email us, give us, you know, maybe a couple days, just a couple days, to respond, especially when we're on summer break. I just got back, from celebrating my husband's birthday in Lake Tahoe. Jerry is still on, a little bit of a summer vacation. And that's a good thing because when he comes back, it's great because you're so refreshed. Although sometimes when you get back from a vacation, you need a vacation from the vacation. Have you ever had that happen? We should do a show on that because you see the suitcase and all the laundry that needs to be done and you're thinking, oh, I need another vacation. But it's always good. So give us a couple days. Maybe I try to get back to you right away on email. If not, I read all your emails and so does Jerry. And we do respond. But if it's summertime, so give us a little bit of leeway there. But we want to hear from you today. The title of the show is What is it time for you to do? What is it time for you to do? Now is the time. You're listening. There's no accident. You know we're talking to you. If you feel that little nudge in your spirit and you're saying, you know what, they're talking to me, I need to boldly state this of what I'm about to do in my life, Do it now. Do it for all of us, because we want to walk with you in this journey, and we also want to pray for you, and we hope you're praying for us. See, we're together in this. That's what Take Two is all about. Now, remember, you drive the show. So if you want to listen to me for the entire hour, that's your prerogative. You can do that. I really want to listen to you. So please call in 833-288-3986. Okay, Facebook, Joe. Hi, Joe on Facebook. Can you see us? Okay, there you go. It is time to embrace the gospel and actually be an example of what it is to live the gospel. Wow. Nice. Oh, and that's from Joe on Facebook. Joe said it's time to embrace the gospel and actually be an example of what it is to live the gospel. You know, Joe, that's very true, because in the show synopsis on our website, take2show.com, I actually wrote about that it's, you know, is it time for you to finally start, deepening your relationship or even developing your relationship with God? You know, now is the time. You don't want to wait until you're, you know, the last stages of your life to start to explore God. Now's the time to do it. As a matter of fact, you know, interestingly enough, today is the 8th anniversary of my dad's death. My dad died, it was in the evening, on this day 8 years ago. And it's interesting because we all watched my father start to, really develop, I should say, and deepen his relationship with God in the last stages of his life. It was a beautiful thing to watch. We all were inspired by that. But wouldn't it have been a better thing, I think anyway, for all of us, including my father, if he had expressed that earlier in his life? We could have all seen that. We could have all witnessed it. He would have benefited from it, from that spiritual growth. And, but you know, sometimes it happens. We wait to the very last moment. I mean, you know, procrastination is kind of a common thing these days, and we can do that in our own spiritual life as well. But we're asking the question today, what is it time for you to do? It's time to make changes. Okay. Positive changes. We all can do that. Every one of us. You can think of something, one thing, a couple things that you would like to change in your life, to better yourself and to, you know, help your family. Anything that is really tailored for you. You know, I can suggest things. You know, I could say, hey, what about keeping a journal? Or what about losing weight or getting healthy? You know, we can suggest things, but you know when is the right, you know the right time for you, and you know what is perfect, that is going to help you. We're just asking you to express it, okay? When you express it, it helps the rest of us. We all journey with you. This is your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Jerry is still on a little summer break. He'll be back, and we can't wait for his return. Here is the number, 833-288-3986. When we come back, we're going right to the phones to hear what you have to say.
I know you like listening to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio, but have you thought about bringing them to your next event? No matter what type of event you're hosting, parish mission, conference, or retreat, trust Jerry and Debbie to make it come alive. Begin the process today of taking your presentation to the next level of success. For information on booking Jerry and Debbie, visit take2show.com, click on the J&D logo.
Christ is the answer, with Father John Ricardo.
John 14. This is Jesus in the upper room with the disciples before he's going out to his sacrifice of himself for our salvation. And Philip says to the Lord, "Show us the Father, and we'll be satisfied." Jesus looks at Philip and says, "Philip, have I been with you all this time? Don't you understand? When you see me, you're looking at the Father." In fact, only two people throughout human history have given rise to the question, not who is he, but what is he? The two people are Buddha and Jesus. Buddha's answer was, don't come to me, don't look to me, look to my doctrine, look to what I teach. Jesus's answer was, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart. Jesus is explicitly claiming to be God.
What is it time for you to do? That's what we're asking today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Please weigh in on this. You probably have your cell phone in your hand. So you can see my cell phone is right in my hand. See how we have it available to us? All you got to do is dial this number, 833-288-3986. And we'll have a little discussion about what is a time for you to do in your life. Just want to highlight Father Spitzer's universe. Tonight, 8 Eastern, Father Spitzer answers viewers' questions on a wide range of subjects, including reason, faith, suffering, virtue, and the existence of God. So please check it out. Tonight, 8 Eastern, Father Spitzer's universe. Gotta love him. He's so wonderful. Okay, there's plenty of room for you. Remember, I said don't get started with your weekend yet. You gotta help us out here at 833-288-3986. Okay, first up is Robert. Robert is in Atlanta, Georgia, listening on the EWTN app. Thank you so much, Robert, for not sitting this out and for weighing in on this topic. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
How are you?
I'm good, Robert. How are you?
I'm doing very well. First of all, I want to thank you for the program. I love, and when I say it, I know the meaning of love, and I really love EWTN for all the programs, from everything that they have, especially focusing on how can we grow on our faith. Mm-hmm. But going back to the topic, I got close to, when I say close to God, because I grew up not in church, believing in God, just that he exists, but not in my life. And about 12 years ago, I started going to church and living an evangelization retreat, and it really has changed my life and my personal relationship with God. But just listening to you and, you know, really thinking about it, there's time for me today, Friday, to really see all the things that I need to leave that are getting on my way to grow with the Lord. But pick one item and work on that today and say, from today, this item has to be removed from my life. One. And I was just thinking, a lot of times I focus so much on all the trash that I carry, and because it's a lot, I don't focus on one individual one. So it's harder for me to kind of just drop everything. So if I already pick one today, as I was waiting online on the phone, and this item has to be removed today from my life, which is keeping me on my walk with the Lord and my growth. So that's what I'm doing. Okay. That's what it's for me to do today.
Mm-hmm. Well, Robert, first of all, what I want to say is thank you so much. And I'm so glad there's no accident with God that you were the first caller for this particular show, because what you said, I had all these things I wanted to tag on to what you were saying. You're incredibly zoned in on exactly what happens to all of us. Okay. We get overwhelmed with all the things that are wrong and imperfect and, keeping us just chained up, if you will. We get focused on all those things and it's overwhelming. So we don't tackle any of them. And we go through life just carrying this baggage, if you will. This backpack of rocks, and we carry it into our work, and we carry it into our relationships, and we carry it into life, right? But Robert, what you just said was huge. And I know there are folks listening right now that are saying, wow, I totally get what Robert's saying, and I'm in the same position. We're all in the same position. What you just said is huge, because to focus on one, to target one, okay, and then to overcome that or to master that or do whatever it takes to get that to not be a burden in your life, then you can tackle the next one and the next one and the next one. Before you know it, you're completely free of everything that has kept you shackled, right? So let me ask you this question. I don't want you to express it to us if you don't feel comfortable what that is, that one thing that you are going to make a change in your life right now. You don't have to if you don't want to. But what I would ask for you to do is please, after we get done with this brief conversation we're going to have with one another, please express it out loud. It's so important to boldly state it, because it allows you that forward movement. We can think so many things in our mind. We can reject so many things in our mind. We can ignore many things in our minds. But when we start to express it to others, or even just express it by ourselves, but out loud, it takes on a very good momentum. Would you agree with that, Robert?
Definitely, yes.
Okay.
And I will. And the reason I call is because I could have just listened to you and said, oh, okay, I got it. But it's actually me calling and saying it loud. Mm-hmm. It's actually a compromise for me. And it'll be something to remember that I call your radio show. And, you know, I have a little boy. Well, he's not little. He's 16. And one day, you know, sharing the word with him, says, Pops, he called me Pops, so Pops, we need to be the voice of Christ, but a lot of times we need to be his ears. And I want you to know this. What you feed back to me after what I said, I know that God is listening to me, because you were God's ears right now, just repeating exactly what I meant. Which means, yes, Robert, that's exactly what you need to do. And that's what I'm going to do with his grace. Thank you very, very much. God bless you. God bless you. And God bless EWTN.
Oh, thank you, Robert. That got me very emotional. Thank you so much. Praise be to God. All glory and praise to God. Keep going, Robert. Just fight the good fight, and more power to you. Prayers are around you. Keep us posted. And we just thank you so much for blessing this show today. God bless you, Robert. Thank you. Wow. What a great, great call. Amazing gentleman, with strength and power and, wow, just wants to really make those positive changes to grow closer to God. That's huge. Thank you again, Robert. Okay. You can get in on the show. We're asking today, what is it time for you to do? And we're asking you if you feel comfortable. You don't have to, but if you feel comfortable, make that bold statement, either with us today or by yourself, but make it out loud and start that beautiful process of unfolding, and the freeing process of letting go of all the things that just really keep us chained. It happens to all of us. So if you want to jump in on this conversation, now's the time to do it. 833-288-3986. This is your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. We're trying to make a difference in this world, and we can only do that with your help. So up next is Sherry. Sherry's in Indiana on Sirius XM 130. Sherry, I don't know how you're going to follow Robert, but I think you're going to do just fine. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. Yeah, there's a little bit of pressure following Robert. That was good.
Yeah. I know. I got very emotional, Sherry, but I'm recovering. So there you go.
We'll recover together.
Thank you.
My change is, I hope more of a subtle change, but it's to find the joy in everyday life. I know we were created for joy. We were created to experience that, but we get so caught up in the busyness and the burdens that we carry that oftentimes we don't look for the joy. And when we're not looking for it, we don't tend to see it.
Well, very true. Very, very true. It happens, I think, to all of us. But here's the thing, Sherry, I often recommend journaling. you know, and to when you journal, and especially if you have like a gratitude journal, it tends to allow you to focus on the positive things, and that brings joy. And so journaling is always a great exercise and a great thing to do to incorporate in our daily lives. And I don't know if you do that. I do, but I'm not as disciplined. I have a sister who's very disciplined. She journals every single day. I think she's done it her whole life, even when she was a teenager. But I'm not that disciplined yet. But I know it's a wonderful exercise. Do you journal, Sherry?
You know what? I've advocated for journaling. I've worked with people on issues that they're trying to overcome, and I've been an advocate for journaling for a long time, and it's one of those practices that I've yet to adopt myself on a regular basis. As a matter of fact, probably the majority of my journaling has been in very difficult times in my life, and I'm always afraid someday when I'm gone, my kids will find those, and there will be a lot of happiness there. So I really do need to focus on the joy when I journal.
Yeah, me too. Let's take this up together. I'm up for the challenge if you are. Yeah.
I think I am, yeah.
Oh, okay, let's do it. Yeah, I've always, you know, I say it and I start it and then, you know, life gets in the way. It's like it happens to all of us. And then you put it aside because you're dealing with something else. But I'm going to do it. So that's awesome. And keep us posted how it's going for you. I really want the same thing as well, because I think we have so much negativity in this world. It's time for all of us to start focusing on all the blessings that we have been given by God and the joy that brings. And so, you know, because what we focus on tends to magnify, and that's a wonderful thing. So I'm with you, Sherry. Thank you so much. I think that's going to help a lot of us today. So I appreciate it, and God bless you. Okay, now you can start your weekend. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you. God bless you. Okay, this is a great, great discussion we're having and conversation about I can't even speak today. I'm getting so emotional. What is it time for you to do? It's time to do something positive in your life. Tell us what it is. 833-288-3986. Okay, next up is Joe, and Joe is in Minnesota on Facebook. Hi, Joe. I can wave to you. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. Thanks for taking my call. What it's time for me to do today is, it kind of reflects back to your first caller, Robert, I believe it was, who said, you identify those things in your life that you need to remove. And I didn't have a lot of success anytime I'd set my mind on, okay, I got to stop doing X in my life and I got to do more of Y. I could do it short periods of time, but never had any long-term success. And it wasn't until I went through a real conversion process. And this wasn't new to me. I'm a cradle Catholic, went through 12 years of Catholic school, so very familiar with the faith, but living it probably wasn't my strong suit. And I went through a program called Christ Life. I don't know if you're familiar with it, about 5 years ago. And through that program, I was brought to the surrender prayer, which I had heard before, but prayed it for the first time in my life in a meaningful fashion and really surrendered all of those bad habits in my life, all those things that I needed to get rid of, mm-hmm. to the Lord and put them at the foot of the cross. And through no effort of my own, those negative aspects just started to evaporate out of my life. And, you know, granted, I got to do my part. And since that time, I read the Bible more faithfully. I go to weekly mass, or I go to weekday mass when I can. And it's been a transforming process. The point I want to make is what you need to do today is surrender everything you are, all those negative things, to the Lord, and let Him remove them. Because if you're anything like me, you're going to have very limited success trying to remove them on your own.
Right, right. Joe, let me ask you a question. You got emotional towards the end of what you were sharing. Can I ask where that emotion was coming from?
You know, even though, like I said, I was raised Catholic, 12 years of Catholic school, I went wayward for probably 20 years, living a not very Catholic life, probably showing up for Mass on Sunday, but that was about the depth of my Catholic faith. And to be quite honest, I have two divorces in my history that happened before this real conversion process. And also about the same time, I kind of figured out that I'm also an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. And so all of these things were brought to light when I prayed that surrender prayer, and all of this selfishness and the alcoholism and the lies were removed from me almost instantaneously when I surrendered to the Lord.
Right.
And my faith has come to life.
Joe, if you can, could you stay with us just a little longer? We're about to hear some beautiful music that Rich Jesse is going to bring up for us, and we're going to just hit the pause button for just a few minutes. If you could stay with us, I just have something to share with you, and then I also want to explore the surrender prayer a little more. If you could do that, we would greatly appreciate it. We're talking to Joe in Minnesota, and we're asking today, what is a time for you to do? And everybody's sharing from their hearts. And that's a good thing. We're in this together. We're the body of Christ. 833-288-3986. This is your show, Take Two, with Jerry and Debbie. When we come back, we're going to finish our discussion with Joe.
Lauren Ashburn.
I've always been pro-life, but have never been able to talk about it in the news. And now, not only do I share it internally, but I share it with a global audience.
The leading Catholic voices are on EWTN Radio.
Carry EWTN with you everywhere when you download the EWTN app. You can enjoy EWTN TV and radio live streams, shows on demand, prayers and devotionals, and the latest Catholic news. Visit EWTNapps.com today.
There are some saints and martyrs who were beheaded with a greater peace than I have when someone cuts me off on the freeway or my teenager's running late for school. If I find someone's driving me crazy, the problem isn't that person. It's me. Whenever someone disturbs your inner peace, your inner life is too disturbable. Jesus showed us in the way to Calvary that no one can take your hope, your joy, your peace, or even your love for them. No one can make you act or feel anything. When Jesus reigns in our hearts and minds, we don't hand over that kind of power to any human being. So if you're letting someone drive you crazy today, maybe God's telling you to build up the interior castle of your heart so that nothing disturbs you. But that comes from prayer. As St. Paul wrote from prison, do not be anxious about anything, but in prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Then the peace that surpasses understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com on EWTN Radio.
The wisdom of Mother Angelica.
Have you ever been so grief-stricken and so heart-sick that you can't see God? You can't see God in the tragedy. You can't see God in that cross. You can't see God in that sin. Why? You're enveloped in that grief. You're enveloped in fear. And God is out the window. You don't see Him standing right next to you.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Hi, this is Janet Benkovic-Williams. There's nothing like Women of Grace to explain the truth of our faith Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern here on EWTN Radio. Now, back to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
We're having a wonderful discussion today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. The question we're asking is, what is it time for you to do? And we're talking to Joe in Minnesota. And Joe, you shared so much from your heart, and I just thank you for that, that you felt open to do that. Couple things I wanted to share. And if we can, Rich, I know Rich Jesse, our producer, is listening because he controls everything. Rich, if we can post on take2show.com, the surrender prayer. Joe, is it a particular prayer that you prayed, or is it can you share that? Do you remember the surrender prayer, or just give us a kind of paraphrase it?
Sure, it's a very simple prayer, and since that time, I've seen different versions of it. And
right,
the one I prayed, I actually in hand here, I carry it with me. Very mm-hmm. simple, very short. It says, "Lord God, please forgive me for all the things I have done wrong. I turn to you now and turn away from sin. Jesus, please be the center of my life. I welcome you personally as the Lord and Savior of my life. I surrender everything to you. I ask you to fill me with the Holy Spirit and empower me to truly live a new life. Praise and thank you, Lord. Amen.
Okay, that is beautiful. I have not heard that version. I love that version. So we will find that, and we will post that or a similar one on take2show.com. I haven't heard of, I think you said it was Christ Life. I haven't heard of that program, but it sounds like it really, you know, made a huge difference in your spiritual life, Joe. But I just wanted to say something, and I'm just saying this because it's, I just feel strongly that I have to say it. So I just want to put it out there, and you tell me if I'm way off base. It sounds like possibly you haven't forgiven yourself. And I just ask you to explore that, to fully forgive yourself. Because I think sometimes we're our own worst enemies. And that's what keeps us from, you know, we can feel the love of God. We can even experience the love of God, the mercy, the grace, everything that God gives us. But yet we hold ourselves back because for whatever reason, for past situations or whatever, we block ourselves. And it's not things on, you know, in the exterior that's doing it to us. It's us. So I don't know if that relates to you, Joe, but I felt strongly I had to say it. Am I way off base or somewhat close?
Well, Debbie, part of my healing process has been forgiveness of myself, and I've done a lot of it, but I think you hit the nail on the head that there's probably still some things that I haven't completely forgiven myself for. So thanks for pointing that out, because to tell you the truth, just lately, the last couple of weeks, I've been kind of uneasy, and I think you probably have hit the nail on the head of what is bothering me. So maybe there's more work for me to do there, soul searching, and, you know, work on that. So thank you for pointing that out.
Well, and you know what? We can both thank God, because it truly wasn't me. I felt it very strong. So I really believe in my heart of hearts that it was the Holy Spirit trying to get a message to you. And I just pray that today is the day. And see, I could feel the Holy Spirit. Okay, Joe, today is the day. Today's the day for you. I just feel it. And, whew, you got to keep us posted. Would you do that? Keep us posted and let us journey with you, because that's huge. This show is definitely, God is using this show, and we know it. We've heard it from all of you guys. You've shared, and I think it's a beautiful thing. God is trying every which way to get messages to us. To let us know that he's there and he wants us to be free of things. So, Joe, I'm happy for you today. And, you know, it's a celebration day for you. This is awesome. And I do pray you keep in touch with us. Will you do that?
I will do that. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you. God bless you. Have a beautiful weekend. This is awesome. Love this. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, if you'd like to get in on this discussion as well, there's plenty of time. 833-288-3986. So we heard from Robert, who was just a wonderful, wonderful first caller. And then Sherry did just a fabulous job, boldly stating that she wants more joy, to focus on more joy. We all want that. Joe, wonderful conversation. Now it's up to Barbara. Barbara in Hamburg, New York, on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Barbara. Thanks for waiting and welcome to Take Two.
Oh, my pleasure, Debbie. It's wonderful to talk to you. It's my first call into EWTN, but I felt really moved to just talk to you about what I have done to change something that has really been an issue for me. And this is that I was born again as a Christian, born again Catholic Christian in 1974. And through the years I worked, we raised a family and everything. But when I retired because of health reasons, and I've had several surgeries and was laid up for the last 8 years off and on. And I got into a really addictive kind of behavior with the television. I love movies, and I got into a lot of movies. We have cable and we have Netflix and all that. But it was increasingly difficult to watch a lot of these because I was convicted of a lot of the immorality and the outright outrageous immorality on a lot of these movies that weren't even MA, the mature audience. I totally stopped watching those because they were horrible. And then the Lord started working on my heart, And I wasn't doing enough praying in the evening. I couldn't wait to come after dinner and sit down and see what movies were on. And that was a time for me to have some enjoyment. When I have a lot of hobbies I could have done, but I wasn't really feeling up to doing anything. So I got into this rut, and over the last couple of years, I talked to the priest when I went to confession, and I'd tell him, I said, you know, when I see a bad part on an R movie, I'll click it fast forward and I won't watch it. The Lord told me I wasn't good enough. He said, you've got to get rid of television. I thought, okay, that was going to be hard to do for me. And it went on, and then I stopped watching our movies and objectionable movies, and then it got to be, well, what else is there? I like these mysteries, and I like intricate psych movies and things like that. But they always had a punch of something that was so bad that I thought, there it is again. Or they use the Lord's name repeatedly in a movie.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll give you an example. I was watching Jaws repeat the other night. Like, who watches Jaws? I did. Anyway, they're using the Lord's name repeatedly in that movie for children. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I couldn't believe it because I hadn't watched it in years. And then I thought to myself, I can't even watch a decent movie that I think is for family. Now, mm-hmm. what I did was I called Verizon and I canceled my subscription for all of these channels, and I only took the local news ones and the ones that I can truly think that I'm not going to be offended. And I did this about a month ago, and it has changed my life.
Wow. Wow. How
I was obedient to the Lord and got rid of it. And I think what I wanted to say, Debbie, is I know our children are out there watching a lot of these movies they think are okay. They're not.
Barbara, there's always subtle messages that are being woven into these innocent movies, like you just shared with taking the Lord's name in vain. That happens frequently. Or there's subtle, liners that come in about, you know, not believing in God or this or that. And they're very subtle messages that are being placed in very conveniently into a very quote unquote innocent storyline. It's just not true. There's an agenda there, and you picked up on it. You were open to the Lord, Barbara. You made changes, and now your life is impacted in a very positive way. I wanted to ask you real quickly, how has it changed your life? Are you feeling better? Are you having more energy? Are you going back to your hobbies? Are you looking into other things that really can benefit you in your faith walk? Can you share with that, with all of us, how this has impacted your life?
I'm going to start to tell you probably all of the above. The one thing I have noticed is that we have 10 grandchildren and 4 great-grandchildren, and my mission has been to intertwine my life in helping them. Last year, I started to teach religious ed. I did that for 10 years ago, but I'm retired now, and I'm too old to be and to go into the schools, but I have grandchildren that aren't getting fed, and I've arranged with my children that if I can come and teach them their religious ed programs, which takes preparation now and everything, so I don't have the time so much and to watch television, and I've also purchased a starter sewing machine for my first grader and teaching her the basics of sewing. We went to a class last night, and I'm getting back into, I do a lot of embroidery, and I'm starting to get incentives to get back into that. I'm very arthritic, so I can't do much at my piano, but I sit and I'll play a little bit or read. And mm-hmm. we try to say the nightly rosary together, my husband and I. And now if I have the television on, I have the courage and I have the want to turn it right off and do our rosary.
Wow. That, very good.
I mean, we used to, those are powerful changes for me.
Oh, yeah.
Because the desire to watch a movie or interrupt a movie was strong, and now I don't have that.
Way to go. You broke free and now you have all these wonderful things that you're doing. That is ministry work. Okay, Barbara, I just wrote something down here and I'm just going to ask the Take Two family. You mentioned that you have arthritis. If I could ask the Take Two family, please pray for Barbara that we can give her some relief from this arthritis. You have a lot of embroidery to do and sewing lessons and a lot of things to still be done with your grandchildren, Barbara. And, we want you to do that in a pain free way. So we're going to be praying for you, that you get relief from that. Okay. And if you would pray for us, we would surely appreciate it.
Well, I God bless you for that because I've had four joint replacements and now my shoulders can't be replaced. And they're so bad because of, I've had radiation on my shoulder, one shoulder, and they can't even go in there. But, what I want to say is I'm not complaining. I'm very grateful for what God has done for me and that I'm walking, talking, and I'm able to do what I can do. Yes. But I am certainly grateful for your prayers. And I pray every night for everybody. So believe me, Debbie, I will remember. I love EWTN. I live by it daily.
Bless
your
heart.
I had the courage to call you.
Yes, I'm so glad. I hope it was an enjoyable experience, and I hope you won't be a stranger.
Yes.
You'll call again. Okay, good. Good.
Thank you. Bye.
Have a beautiful, beautiful weekend. Thank you so much, Barbara. Great call. You see the impact that great changes can make in your life? It freed up everything that Barbara's doing, and she gets the energy to do more and more with her grandchildren. Oh, great call. Okay, John, in Boston, Massachusetts, you are listening on AM 990. Hi, John. Welcome to Take Two.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for waiting. So what is in your life that it's time for you to, you know, make a difference?
Well, it's kind of a funny day here. It's a dark thunder and lightning, almost like God's mad at me. I get a lot of bugs in my head. I take medicine for anxiety, anti-depression, and I need a mood stabilizer. But the last half a year, I've been also taking, painkillers like, Oxycontin. And then I've also been drinking. It's kind of to the point that's my outlet, and I can't think of not doing that, and I can't think of coming home and not opening the refrigerator and having a beer. I don't see God anymore. I don't go into his house. I only talk to him when things are bad or, geez, I lost my wallet. Or, my wife's not well and she's going to the hospital. So the only thing really good in my life right now is my employment, my job. But I'm kind of a wreck, and I enjoy getting a little high, but I'm also getting tired of it, but I seem to obsess with a daily routine of what I'm doing now, to the point I start shaking. And, I did go to church for a while, then I thought it was too much about the money. That's a poor excuse. I think I just got fat and lazy and just stepped out of there. So that's me in a nutshell.
Okay. Well, first of all, John, I'm not a trained counselor. We have, Rich, just confirm it with me, CatholicCounselors.com. I just want to make sure, if you want to check that out, John, Rich is going to confirm with me, CatholicCounselors.com. The reason why I say that, John, what you just did right now, I'm not a trained therapist or professional, but I am a health and wellness coach, and I just wanted to say I'm really proud of you because you voiced it, and it sounds like you're tired of it, and you even, I think, expressed that you want to get out of this vicious cycle. And I just encourage you that there are tons of resources out there, people that are willing to help. You've got to enlist a little army around you to help you out of this and not feel you don't. See, here's the thing. When we ask people to help us, break these cycles that we're in, it's not a sign of weak. It's not a sign of weakness. That's a sign of courage and strength. What you just did was full of courage and strength. I don't think you, I don't know
yeah,
if you
I was
realize.
Very nervous.
Yeah.
And but don't you... I don't mean to interrupt you, but my wife's been ill for a long time. They can't find out what's wrong with her. And I live at a hotel. Her father lives about two doors down. He's 88. And, you know, a lot of the family has left him like garbage away. But, you know, when I go in, tuck him in, feed him his dinner, take care of his dog, I'm not... I kind of feel holistic, like I'm God, but it's hard to explain. I feel like maybe God's on my shoulder saying, what a great thing you're doing. You should do this type of thing more often.
Right, right. But here, but you know what? Be happy about that, because when you're doing wonderful, great things, especially to those that need it most, there's merit to that, John. What I would encourage you to do, John, please, this is a reset. Hit the reset button, okay? Hit the reset button. Don't be in that same cycle. Please go back to church. Find a spiritual director. Ask the priest, the deacon, the lay leaders, religious education leaders, anybody you can find at your parish. You need that family support from the church. That's important. Okay, so I would encourage you to please go back to that or revisit that, because it's you're going to need that. That's fuel for the journey. Okay, the other thing too, John, is take care of yourself. What I mean by that is your body. Take care of your body. I hope you're getting plenty of rest. I hope you're still getting exercise. It sounds like your work is still functioning, and that's a good thing. We're going to continue to pray for that, because we need that you need that. Okay, but John, this is a new day for you. And this is a beginning, and you boldly stated it. So now watch for the opportunities and the signs that our good Lord is going to place right in front of you, with the right people, the right trained professionals, the right people to help you out of that cycle. And you watch, John. God is, like you just said, you were feeding, I believe you said it's your father-in-law. You know what? God is going to use you more and more and more until you take your very last breath on this earth. And you watch. It's a beautiful
thing. Yeah, and I also like doing, I'm sorry, I'm a bad listener. As you get older, you become a bad listener. I also like helping people that are in hospice and they're at the end of the road. Things like that are a bother to some people, but to me, they're not. You know, I get, it sounds odd, but I get enjoyment out of, if I can go in a room and make someone smile or laugh, it's a good day for me.
Well, but John, I have to tell you something. Then that's part of your purpose in life, okay? Because there's a lot of people that don't have those gifts and those abilities to be able to do that. You do. God wants to use you, but you've got to remove these obstacles that are in your way that are keeping you back.
Right.
So, but there's help out there, John. There's help out there. That's the good news. And you know what? I'm so happy for you.
I appreciate you taking my call. My stomach feels a little lighter, but I know I got a lot of work to do.
Well, and would you just even pray about it and consider reaching out for help? It sounds like you're a little bit resistant to that. I just would encourage you. I love getting professional help. If I could live on a counselor's couch, I would.
Oh, sure. So, yeah.
It's a good thing, John. And would you keep us posted? John, if you want to email, we would love to keep the conversation going with you. Our email is take2@ewtn.com. The emails come to Jerry and myself, and so we're the only ones that respond. But we would love to keep the conversation going with you if you would be open to that.
Perfect. Great. Have a nice day. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, John.
And God bless everybody, huh?
Amen. Amen. Thank you, John. God bless you as well.
Thank you. Yep.
Okay.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, it is CatholicCounselors.com. So Rich just confirmed that. So just that's for everybody just to know and to utilize. Real quickly, podcasting. Can I just share something? Podcasting is another way of saying audio on demand. It's an easy way to automatically receive your favorite EWTN programs on your mobile device. So just visit EWTN.com/podcast to check out our podcast today. And Take Two with Jerry and Debbie is podcasted. So that's a good thing. Pam in Birmingham, Alabama, Sirius XM 130. That's what you're listening on. Hi, Pam. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to say that I always had a terrible relationship with my mother. She did all of the good mother things, like I was clean. I was dressed. I went to a decent school. She took me to church, and my father took me to church. I'm sorry, my dog just saw a fly. She did all of those things, but the communication was horrible. It was, it was really, really bad. She called me names, all this stuff, and that really hits a kid in their ego. It's really awful. And so for years and years and years, even though I was in constant contact with her, we had this horrible communication. And when she died, because I was always playing these tapes in my head, she actually hates me, I'm no good, that whole scenario. And when she died, I thought to myself and said to God, I can't take this anymore. I just have to somehow change this. And I know it was him, but I don't know what I heard that made the change, but it was forgive her.
Yeah.
I forgave her, and for that whole day, whenever I thought of her in a bad term, I said, Mom, I forgive you in my heart. It took one day to change decades of ill feelings. And I would just suggest to anybody out there, if this is happening to you or you have done something that you're not proud of, forgive yourself, forgive that other person, and move on. It ceases to have control over your thoughts.
Amen, Pam. Amen. I just have to state something. When you made the comment, you said you felt in the past that your mom hated you. Your mom unfortunately unfortunately she hated herself.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the unfortunate thing, so it allows you even more of a chance to forgive her when you realize where the root of it lies, where her come from was.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And I had to grow as a Christian and a Catholic to understand that.
Yep.
And to really listen for God's voice.
Yep. Absolutely.
Sometimes a best friend. Sometimes it comes straight from him. Sometimes it's my guardian angel nudging me at night as I go to sleep. It's there.
Oh, absolutely.
And I hate for all people to be hurting over things that that they can have God's power over.
I couldn't agree more.
I didn't do anything. Yeah, I didn't do anything. It was
Jesus. But Pam, you did. You were open to God's. You were open to God's promptings, and then you took action. You practiced forgiving. You said that, and it transformed you. It freed you from all that past baggage that was laid upon you as a child. And you absorbed it because. Yeah, well, that's what children do. They're sponges. They absorb everything. And it's unfortunate because, right. But you know what? What you did freed you, but it also freed your mom. It freed your mom. It was a win-win for both of you.
I hope so.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
I really hope so, because I still pray for her wherever she is. She was a Christian, and I pray for her every day. Every day of my life, I pray for her and my father. But it's been a wonderful thing for me and my family for me to just offload all
Absolutely.
Of that.
Thank you. And thank you, Pam. We'll also hold your folks up in prayer as well. God knows who Pam's mom and dad is. So we keep a book of all the living and the deceased. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us. It helped all of us today. In fact, all of the calls, and I didn't even get to the social media comments. I'll be reading them. Thank you so much for imparting them to us. Saturday's program, we have a best of, and that's parenting your adult children. On Monday, we're going to be talking about the definition of compassion. What does compassion mean to you? Now, we know Jesus was moved to compassion in Scripture. So we're going to talk about that on Monday. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed weekend. We'll see you real soon.